Stand up and speak out against domestic violence. Your voice is important. How are you going to stand up and speak out against domestic violence? El Refugio has invited strong men, leaders in our community, including Judge Ron Hall, Sheriff Raul Villanueva, Justin Cano, Gene Bustillos, Sam Lowen, George Zocca, and John Carter, among others, who have agreed to lift their voices in solidarity with El Refugio to raise awareness of what is happening in our own community. You can join these men and lift your voice and stand tall against domestic violence. Did you know that every 12 seconds, a woman is beaten? The stories we read in newspapers are our sisters, our mothers, our friends, and partners. Listen to the voices of integrity and commitment tell stories about women, men, and children that have died at the hands of someone they loved.
Hello, my name is Justin Cano, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share a story with you about domestic violence. This is a true story. In Palm Beach, Florida, September 14, 2012. An 18-year-old man was arrested Monday following the shooting death of a 16-year-old girl in Lake Worth. Brandon Nicholas Santos was found at his home and booked in the county jail after detectives questioned him about the murder of Emily Sinais. The victim's sister called 911 around 9:26 p.m. from their home. Sinais had been shot 3 times as she walked out the front door. The victim was airlifted to the medical center. While being prepared for surgery, Sinais was able to tell detectives, "This boy shot me. His name is Brandon, and he is big and has an afro." She also told them that Brandon was 18 and recently graduated from Park Vista High School. Sinais died at 6:50 a.m. Saturday. Detectives found Santos' phone number, pictures, and text in the victim's cell phone. The sister told investigators Santos and Sinais has been dating for a few weeks. During questioning, Santos admitted to shooting Sinais after she made disparaging remarks about the son Santos had with another woman. Santos was charged with first-degree murder. Well, there's many things about domestic violence. I once witnessed domestic violence with my parents. It's not nice. I hated it. And my parents finally got a divorce. I am happy now that they finally get along and they can both be humans. It happened, they were about 3-4 years till finally my dad got out of the house and moved with his parents, my grandparents. As a young person, myself in other words, I report it. That's get law enforcement involved, whatever you need to do. Because it's not nice. I hated witnessing the things that I saw. That experience made me feel the way I feel today about witnessing that is it happened. I don't want nobody else to witness it. It's not nice. I wouldn't want kids 3 or 4 years old seeing their parents getting abused or involved with domestic violence.
Hello, my name is Justin Wex, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share with you a true story about domestic violence. The early morning fire Friday claimed the lives of Armin Juan's son, Alan, 7 years old, Jeffrey, 5 years old, and Joseph, 3 years old. His wife, Sharon, 27 years old, and daughter Jessica, 2 years old, escaped. The wife remains in critical condition in the hospital in Madison, and family members say she has lost the baby she carried for 16 weeks. Intent on burning his entire family to death, a southwestern Wisconsin man tried to shove his 2-year-old daughter back into the flames after her pregnant mother had carried her to safety, state prosecutors alleged Tuesday. The criminal complaint depicts Armin Wand III as a man so desperate to escape his marital and financial problems that he enlisted his brother in a plot to murder his wife and four young children in their sleep by setting fire to their home for the insurance money. Two of Wand's sons died in a bedroom that had been locked by Wand's brother, Jeremy, and a third boy died while sleeping on a couch that Jeremy Wand had set on fire. Armin Wand promised to pay his younger brother $300 from the insurance proceeds. State prosecutors charged Armin Wand, 32, and Jeremy Wand, 18, both of Argyle, each with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, two counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, and one count of arson, all as party to a crime. Armin Wand faces a third count of attempted first-degree intentional homicide as party to a crime for allegedly trying to kill his daughter twice. They are being prosecuted by the State Department of Justice. While this is an extreme and horrifying example, it is important to remember that any kind of domestic abuse is wrong, always. And even witnessing an act of domestic violence can permanently scar a young child. As a teacher in Silver City, I know firsthand the toll domestic violence takes on our children. I believe that anything is possible if we all work together as one voice against domestic violence. I believe that it is important as a man in this community to never use any form of violence, verbal, physical, or emotional, to get what I want from any person, especially the people that I love.
Hello, my name is Luis Terrazas, the owner of Terrazas Funeral Chapels, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share a story about domestic violence. August 12, 2012, Tucson, Arizona. A Tucson mother killed her two children and told detectives she shot them following an argument that she had with her boyfriend. The detective wrote in an interim complaint that Perla Morales and her boyfriend threatened to leave her and that she admitted to shooting her children multiple times. Morales is the one who called 911 on a Saturday night and reported that she had shot her kids and cut her own wrists. Police say the 25-year-old Perla Morales shot her children, 17-month-old Richard Rosovich Jr. and a 4-year-old Emma Rosovich, then injured herself. Her injuries were not life-threatening, and she was arrested on suspicion of two counts of first-degree murder. The shooting happened just after 7 p.m. in the house where Morales and Rosovich Sr. lived. Richard Jr., the little baby, was pronounced dead at the home, and Emma died at the hospital. Morales and her boyfriend have been together for about 5 years. Very sad. Anyway, I want to stand up against domestic violence is in my business, I have unfortunately seen the worst of the worst when it comes to domestic violence. I see how it impacts families, how it hurts not only, of course, the victim himself, but him or herself, but all the extended family. And the worst thing is the children. I believe that it's very hurtful and it's devastating to sit there at our arrangement table and hear and see the sadness that I have to, you know, we have to endure, that they have to endure, really. I have five children of my own, a wife and five children, and I was brought up I never had any domestic violence in my home. Thank the Lord, my parents I never saw any physical abuse or anything like that. But in my home, I believe that we should teach our children in order for these statistics to change. I believe that we have to teach adults, but our children, we should really concentrate on the younger ones and explain to them the importance of how we should not tolerate domestic violence. I tell my children that they should never slap another, someone in a relationship. Of course, they're just starting. They're going to barely start to date and whatnot. But to not tolerate a slap, even a shove, push, anything like that, it's not something that you tolerate. It's someone that you have to walk away. Maybe you'll teach that person that you had the relationship to change their ways. That might change their life and the way they act in the future, and may even save your life. Or, you know, not everybody passes away. Some people have scars in many ways from domestic violence. So, and the last thing I'm going to say, I'm Catholic, and I believe very strongly in my faith, and I believe that we should ask the Lord for His blessings and grace, that all of us, that are all the people who have experienced domestic violence, that they go see their pastor, church leader, or someone in the community. But I believe that God's a very important part of our lives, and I hope to God that He gives us the graces to make these statistics go down. Thank you very much for having me here. I believe that it is important as a man in this community never to use domestic violence to get what I want from any person, especially the persons that I love. Thank you very much. God bless.
Hello, my name is Andy Anderson. I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we are sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence. This is a true story. I've worked in the field of child welfare for more than 30 years. I have seen too many families that have been shattered by domestic violence. Early in my career, we would let the mothers know that if they wanted to stay with their abuser, that was her choice. But we could not help unless she was willing to leave her partner. We would tell the mothers to call us when you are ready to leave, not realizing how dangerous it was for a victim of abuse to leave. In the field of domestic violence, we now realize that this approach is not effective, and we need to continue providing support during the victim's struggle for freedom. I want to share my memories of a family that lived in Stargell, Arizona, just north of Morenci. Stargell is no longer there as the pit has moved and taken over that part of the county. This family consisted of John and his wife Judy. Also in the home was Judy's two daughters, ages 2 and 4, from her first marriage. I was working as a Child Protective Services investigator in Greenlee County and was assigned this family due to allegations of neglect. When I went to the home, I discovered a home that was cluttered with beer cans, dirty dishes, and animal feces in the children's bedroom. John said that he would have Judy clean up the home by the next day, and he knew who had made the referral about their family, and he was going to get even for that referral. Judy was a very petite, attractive gal who did not speak during my interview. Later that day, I talked with John's parole officer, who said that John was in prison twice in Texas for assault on his previous wife. The probation officer told me to be careful in dealing with him because he was a dangerous felon who was on parole. John worked for Phelps Dodge laying rails for the trains that brought the ore to the concentrator. He was over 6 feet tall and built like a linebacker. On the following day, I returned to the home and found the home cleaned up to an acceptable level. John was sitting on the couch watching TV and drinking a beer. Judy came out of the kitchen, and I noticed the side of her face was swollen twice its size. Her face was seeping fluid and had colors of blue and green. She was limping and appeared to have a broken arm. I asked her what happened. She did not respond. John spoke up and proudly said that Judy had to learn to keep the house clean, so he beat her with a baseball bat to teach her a lesson. He showed me the Louisville Slugger that he had kept in the corner of the room. I suggested that Judy see the doctor. John said that would not happen, and he instructed me to leave the home. I let Judy know if she wanted to help to give us a call. She never called. The source of the referral was a child's father, and he was seeking custody of the children due to the neglect and violent history of John. I worked with the courts to have the children placed with their father, and I closed the case. 6 weeks later, I learned that Judy was killed when John pushed her out of a car going 70 miles an hour. John said that Judy was drunk and fell out when he was going around a corner. John was sent back to prison in Texas. I have chosen to stand up against domestic violence because I believe it shatters our families and is a terrible injustice to women. I believe that anything is possible if we all work together as one voice against domestic violence. I believe it's important as a man in this community to never use any form of violence, verbal, physical, or emotional, to get what I want from any person, especially the persons I love. Thank you.
How many more lives will be lost to domestic violence? How do you feel listening to this story? What are you going to do? It is up to you and me to take a stand against abuse. You can stand up and speak out against domestic violence in our community to protect our sisters and brothers. You can help the police and judges bring justice to our community by insisting that people who abuse are not to be tolerated. Also, if you know anyone who needs to find safety from domestic violence, call El Refugio at 888-538-2125. We can provide you safety and counseling and help you find services you need to rebuild your life after domestic violence. You do not have to be a victim, but can survive and thrive. Also, check us out on the website at eridv.org to find out how you can be involved and be part of our healing. We must stand up and speak out to prevent these tragedies of domestic violence.